This is a Naverly audio performance, written, performed, and edited by myself. Please be respectful of my creative work and don't download or distribute it anywhere without my permission. You are listening to part one of the Camp Leader series, Savage Bliss. Sorry I made you wait. There was just so much to sort out today. Is that smell what I think it is? Coffee, really? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Oh, I've almost forgotten the smell and taste of it. Thank you. Let me just take a seat over here and... Shit! I spilled it all. Oh, fuck. Oh, no. You must have saved those beans for weeks to treat me with this, and what do I do? Oh, I'm so sorry. No, it does matter. We haven't looted coffee beans for months. This was probably the last decent coffee in the whole Northern Territory. And I spilled it. What? No. No! I'm not crying. I don't fucking cry over a spilled drink, okay? Sorry. I'm just... feeling a little tense today. Didn't mean to put it out on you. Leading this camp. Being responsible for our people's survival. This wasteland. Yeah, I hate to admit it, but it is wearing me out. You know, I've had to make a tough decision today. I needed to turn another family away. Yeah. Oh, I checked our nutrition stock over and over again, but it's not enough. It will barely sustain us as we are now. And I know I have to put our survival first. I know it was justified. We are soldiers, survivors, ravagers, not a fucking nursery. But still, I see their faces, you know. All the souls we couldn't save. They are haunting me at night. Be honest, deep in my heart, I think we will all die here. But before, we will lose what's left of our humanity and turn into monsters. Survival of the ruthless. Look at what I've become already. Yeah. That's how dark my thoughts have become on days like these. Of course I can't admit something like that openly. I am the one who holds it all together. If I show weakness, we will have anarchy in no time. You are the only one I can tell. The only one I can trust to let my guard down. Thank God you decided to reside out of camp. You fucking hermit. It's dangerous, and I was against it in the beginning. You know that very well. And now, I'm glad. I'm glad to have a place to come to when I need to get away from it all. I'm so lucky you are here. Because you know exactly what I need to release all that tension. You know it's not hugs and kisses. Well, at least not until later. You know, what I need from you is to take control for my body and mind. Decide my every move during the next hour. To decide the kind and intensity of pain and pleasure I will get. To decide when I get to come. I need you to take me over completely. Use me and fuck me until I forget all my sorrows. Please. Tonight, soldier. I need you to be very, very rough with me. Oh, fuck. You give me that look. I better strip out of my clothes now before you rip them off my body. Those are literally the last decent fatigues I have left. Here, let me take off those boots. And all that needless fabric. I know you want me naked in front of you. I know you want to look at that delicious female body. I'm hiding so well in front of everyone else. What is it? You have something for me? Is that a collar? But where on earth have you gotten that one? It's hard enough to find clothing, let alone kinky accessories. You made it yourself? Out of one of your belts? Oh, you couldn't have made me a greater gift. It's beautiful. Please, help me put it on. Oh, fuck. It feels so good on the soft skin of my neck. I feel so owned in the best possible way. I am yours. Yours to do with however you please. Where do you want me now? Bend over the table. Oh, I know where this is leading. Good thing you have one intact belt left, huh? Please. Please spank me. Mark my pretty ass. Please, sir. I need this now. I need it so bad. More, please. I need this. Don't go easy on me, please. Please don't stop. Mark me. Mark that booty. Please, sir. Hurt me more. Good tears. Just hold me for a moment. Yes. I feel that tension fade away. there's another need escalating pretty quickly. Oh, I need you to fuck me, soldier. Fuck me as hard and as savage as you want. Please, use me. Every inch of my body is yours. Used to claim, used to fuck. Please, please, I need your gorgeous cock. You know, you can put it anywhere you want. I'm a good girl. I take what I'm given. Back on the table? On my back? Of course, sir. I'd do anything for you. Yeah, I hold still while you tie my hands up over my head to that pipe on the wall. I know you love seeing me like that, naked and bound, completely helpless and at your mercy, so fucking desperate for you, feeling your firm hands on my body, squeezing my tits, pinching my nipples, biting my lip, kissing me savagely, while you suddenly thrust two fingers inside my pussy. Fuck. I'm so fucking wet for you. Please. Please don't stop. Be rough with me. I'm your slut. Fuck. You're going to make me come on your fingers. Please, please, can I come on your fingers? No, come on your cock. Oh, please, sir, please, please, I need your cock, every inch of it, deep inside my greedy cunt. Please. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, all the way in. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, I love it when you're so rough. So merciless. Yes. Use me. Make me come on your cock. I'm so close. What? Why are you pulling out now? You're so cruel. What's that oil for? Don't you think I'm wet enough? What are you doing? Oh, you're going to fuck my ass. I know I said anywhere you want. I mean it. I'm used, sir, in every way possible. Yeah. My legs over your shoulders. Fuck. No, don't stop. Don't stop. I can take it. Please, sir. Please fuck my ass. It hurts so good. And your hand on my throat. I love it when you claim me like that. Fuck yes. You know I'm gonna lose it when you touch my clit. Yeah. You want me to come for you? When you come? Yeah, please. Please come inside of me. Please. I need you to come in my ass. Please, sir. Please. Please. Please, no. Please, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna...
Yes, please.
tie my wrists. Oh, come. Let's lie down on that sorry excuse of a bed. You know, anyone else calling me baby girl would catch a bullet. Come. Lay next to me. Hugs and kisses now. Yes, me too. You made me feel so good, soldier. Thank you. What is it? Hey, answer me. I can see that something's bothering you. No, no! Don't think that, please. You gave me what I was craving for. And I remember giving my enthusiastic consent. Those marks on my wrists and on my butt makes me happy to look at them. No, I mean it. When my body aches tomorrow, it will be a sweet ache. It will remind me of how much you care for me. How you give me what I need without judging me for it. Please, believe me. Those are marks of love for me. And for all the hopelessness I felt when I came here, remember? It's gone. At least for now. We live in a harsh, cruel world. We have to fight so hard just to survive. I think this is why we need that intensity. To forget it all. In those moments of savage bliss. In those few precious escapes with you. This is what keeps me going. The two of us against that whole fucked up world.